And it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Joanne Hardesty hosts Voices from the Edge, progressive talk radio from a grassroots perspective. At 9, it's Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know with Teresa Mitchell. At 10, hear Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on Between the Covers, the guest is Jeff Kohler, author of Darjeeling, the story of how Darjeeling tea began. And at 11:30, the film show visits Oregon's drive-in theaters. Tune in and find out where to bring your roadster, your bike, or even your two legs to a screening under the stars. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. Not a KBOO member? You can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today. Stay tuned for news from the Boo.
And now it's time for KBOO News from the Boo with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer.
Yes, it is that time again, Wednesday at about 5:45 p.m. We're going to get the lowdown on what's going on around and inside KBOO. Today we have station co-manager Mike with us. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, Aaron. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. So you have a couple of guests here in the studio. Do you want to introduce them?
Sure. I have Brother Antoine Tolbert and Brother Edie Mondelet. And they came to join us today to tell us about an event that's going to be happening in the community that KBOO is a co-sponsor of, called We Can Do It Together. And that event is on August 8th in Kenton Park. So welcome to KBOO, gentlemen. How's
hey.
It going?
Hey.
Hey, man.
Feels good to be here.
Good, good, good. So why don't you guys tell us maybe the name of the event, when it's happening, and why it's happening?
All right, so it is the We Can Do It Together concert, community concert. It's teamed up with National Night Out on August 8th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it's just a good time. I mean, it's going to be an awesome time.
Got okay.
some nice acts, diversity lined up, and we want more people to be involved, but it's going mm-hmm. good so far.
So is this going to be a free event, all ages?
Free event, all ages.
Family friendly?
Family friendly.
Okay, I think KBOO is going to have a table down there. What can people look forward to when they come out to Kenton Park on August 8th between 4 and 9 p.m.?
You know, an overall good time.
Continuous music. Mm-hmm. There'll be music live streaming all day long from real people.
Okay.
And hopefully there'll be some spitting by Mike Crenshaw. We don't know if that's going to happen or not, but...
Okay. I heard somebody was in the building today and told me that... that I was cool. So I'll try to go down there and grab a microphone and be cool for the people.
That works.
You know, but I know we've got a lot of other acts that are going to be there too. And mm-hmm. the title of the event is We Can Do It Together. And when I looked at the flyer, there appeared to be some intentional imagery with a black hand, you know, the hand of an African-American or an African person, and a Caucasian hand or a white hand shaking. And so it seems like there's some type of message that is part of the consciousness behind the event. Is that true?
Well, sure. We need to understand, especially at this time in the midst of our chaos,
okay. mm-hmm.
all over, that we're not black and we're not white. We're Americans.
Huh.
And that is first and foremost. And I think that I don't hear very many people talking about we as Americans, us mm-hmm. as the people. I'm hearing black folks, and I'm hearing white folks, and I'm hearing immigrants, but I'm not hearing very much about Americans. You know,
okay.
I served in the United States Armed Forces and Air Force combined together, and I was proud to be a servant in that capacity. And I think that we all need to share that enthusiasm about who we are in our country, the greatest country in the world, on earth. Yeah.
Well, Brother Mondenay, I struggle with what I experience when I pay attention to events on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So there, you know, this is a great country for a lot of reasons, United States.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that are very troubling, troublesome, you know, systemic oppression,
yeah.
Police terror,
yeah.
the military industrial complex, the way that some of these, you know, elite interests exploit the environment.
Yeah.
Not only to the detriment of the future of people in the United States, but really globally. So where do you stand in as far as like having pride in our society, in our country, and what we can do together? But what do you see as our responsibility for transforming things? And is this event, We Can Do It Together, are we going to be able to address some of those issues too?
Indubitably. However, I think that the important thing is to focus on the intent of the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. The intent of the forefathers in drawing up a document that says, this is how we're going to do it, one nation under God. Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately, we have this mismanagement of things that take us into chaotic places politically and et cetera. But nothing, absolutely nothing, can stand against the form of community when it is given, when it's empowered to stand together. Nothing can come against it, you know. So I believe that our voice needs to say that we need to bring back the power to the community and teach people how to stand together as one unit, with the understanding that we're responsible one for another. That's how I grew up.
Right.
I grew up in the south side of St. Louis in the projects.
Okay.
And even in that situation, which we could talk about all day long, mm-hmm. I'm writing a book called 1305 South 12th Street that's going to talk about the detriment and the tyranny of the African-American family in the projects in those days, in the 60s, okay? But right now, we need to understand the power of our environment through teaching each other what can we do? So universally, we can do this. We can vote. And there's a great amount of power in, or there's a great amount of interest in our young African-American people, since we're going to talk about African-Americans and how we can segmentally do these things. We could talk to our young people and say, you've got some issues. And the issues don't stop with you just complaining or burning things down or being angry. They start with you having and exercising your power at the ballot box, which is going to give you an interest, an instant interest in political acclaim. People are going to start wanting to hear what you've got to say, because now they see that you've got a big bite at the ballot box.
You know, I was just speaking of St. Louis and what's going on with our young people. I was just at a conference called Detroit Spirit and Roots. I was fortunate enough to be there with Brother Sekou from Ferguson. Mm-hmm. Okay, clergy from Ferguson, who's been making the rounds, getting a lot of media attention. And one of the things that we were there to do was to talk about the connection between spirituality and movements for justice. Mm-hmm. And we were questioning, you know, what spiritual resources does the movement need? And there were people from different denominations. There were people that weren't necessarily religious, but who were committed to some kind of spiritual practice. And one of the things that came up was this question of forgiveness in the wake of these murders that just seem to happen almost on a daily basis. You know, we had the racist murders in the church in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. We continue to have police murders. You know, two black women were found hanged in jail cells after being arrested just this past week, and that's questionable. And there seems to be a sentiment amongst a lot of young people. And I was checking in with this, like, since things have been going on for about a year now in Ferguson after Mike Brown's death, this sentiment that forgiveness isn't something that necessarily resonates with people when the assault has been so consistent. Where do you see yourselves in that?
Well, I was on the ground in Ferguson.
Okay.
And I was there doing that whole uprising, and my whole poor purpose there was just to walk and pray. I was on the ground in South Carolina. As a matter of fact, I was at Mother Emmanuel Church along with my colleagues, Pastor mm-hmm. Gordon and Pastor Tolbert. We were there. We were there with the voices of the people, and we walked in the power of that forgiveness that was so easily given. Now, there's something that struck me as you've stricken a card right here. That forgiveness came from a couple of different places. First of all, our ability to forgive readily because of our teachings of a compassionate God that says, I will forgive, but I do fight battles. However, the second voice to that piece was, it's easier to live the more you forgive, especially when you're in the South and the oppression of, listen, let's get this over with quickly so Master can be all right and we don't have any problems on the plantation, okay? The underline of all of those things undoubtedly are there, and you feel them and you see them, and the agony that comes with that is tremendous. However, the voice that we have now says we can do this if we do it together and exercise the vehicles that we have in order to get there. And the quickest way to any point I've been taught is straight, okay? So when we go to the straight to the ballot box, when we go straight to the White House, when we go straight to the heart of the community, now the community will pay attention to reason and that voice of spirituality that is universal, as a matter of fact, because any religion that embraces the principle of godliness also embraces the principle of love. There you go.
Okay.
Let me just jump in for 1 second. This is Listener Powered Radio. Listeners out there, if you have any comments or questions about anything you're hearing in this very interesting discussion, go ahead and give us a call. We got about 5 minutes left, 503-231-8187. Now, I was hoping we could switch gears just a little bit and talk about the theme of this event is about uniting communities, rallying together around religious tolerance and unity, racial equality, LGBTQ affirmation. And I'm curious how music does that. How does music bring us together?
Music is the, what do they say? Lulls the heart of the savage beast or something beast. Like that.
And then you feed them.
And then you rub their bellies and they go to sleep.
That's right. Right. So music must be played first.
Right.
So start with the music.
That's right.
Well, then you know the Bible, and I don't want to isolate it, you know, to this, and I know you're not here to hear me preach today, but the Bible makes the proclamation that I think is universal. This has put on the garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness, and when we invite music and merriment to any situation, the aura. Karma, attitude, you know, whatever we want to call it that day, celebratory mood takes us into a place of purposeful hope. And, you know, our heart that now has been celebrating deferred hope becomes healed, we hope. Or we can try anyway.
So, again, we're going to say, when is the event and where is the event?
What's August 8th at Kenton Park in North Portland. For those who don't know, that's just south of Vancouver. And it's from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. And I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I'm excited about it. I'm nervous about it at the same time, setting it all up. But the people who are participating, I mean, just KBOO alone. And then you have the Native community is responding. Uh-huh. And the Hispanic community, the Polynesian community is responding, and that's what it's about. I mean, the Muslim community is responding, and that's what it's about. You know, it's all of us coming together, mm-hmm. creating the community so that we can all become one and one for another. You know, so.
And is this the first year that you've put on this event? Is this a new thing?
This event proper is the host, which is a preacher, people reaching oppressed people expecting restoration. Wow. We've been doing this for 20 years in Kenton Park. And we do this every year with the same kind of a thing. However, bringing together community resources all in one place so that people can understand where to go and get help, because the church by itself just can't do it. Okay. So it takes a village, it takes a whole community. So what we do there is we bring all of the community self-help people to the table and say, this is where you go, and free blood pressure checks and, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm. That sounds amazing. So, Brother Antoine, you brought down a song that kind of has some of the sentiment that is embodied in this event. You want to intro the song, and we got a couple minutes. Maybe we can play it on the way out.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. It's a song that actually Pastor Mondane here wrote, and as well as Pastor Gordon, they wrote it. And,
okay.
I got the pleasure of creating a video for it, but it talks about kind of the state of what's going on and where we're at and what society is kind of doing to the people and what we're allowing to happen. And it concludes by saying that we can do it together.
Okay.
You know, so it's really the anthem for the event.
Does it have a title?
We can do it together.
All right.
There you
All
go.
Right, Ian, you heard that. You can let it roll.
cynicism may be, I still think the cynics are wrong. I still believe that we are one people. I still believe that together we can do great things, even when the odds are long.
America has been under siege, not by an enemy that can be seen by the naked eye, but by one that can only be seen in the spirit. Prejudice, hatred, bigotry, and despair has plagued our land and robbed us of our natural inheritance. But I remember that the word said that there was a balm in Gilead. There was an answer. Then I looked over in Chronicles and read where it said, if my people were called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, I'm going to hear from heaven, and he's going to heal our land.